Five, four, three, two, one.
International Desk
are go.
Once a beacon of democratic progress, Georgia is at risk of sliding into authoritarianism, particularly due to Russian influence. Six opposition leaders face criminal charges, and the major opposition parties have been banned, while Georgia Dream, the political party in power, faces allegations of corruption and voter fraud. However, the party faces increasing opposition within Georgia, including mass protests over their pro-Russia laws. 82% of Georgians feel their country is in a crisis, with 78% directly citing the Georgian Dream political party as the cause. Wire host Caden spoke to Natasha Linstout, professor in the Department of Government at the University of Essex, about Georgia's anti-democratic crackdowns and public response. Here is that interview.
Can you summarize the key ways that Georgia's democracy is being eroded by Russian influence?
Well, there have been a lot of ways that it's been eroded. I think the biggest issue is it appears as if the ruling party, the Georgia Dream Party, either has coinciding interests with Russia or is being controlled by Russia, because Georgia seems to follow whatever Russia wants it to do. And this would go against what the public wants. Russia is not popular at all in Georgia. It's definitely a strong majority that do not like Russian influence. And in fact, further amount, around 80 to 90%, depending on the poll, want to join the European Union or want to look to be closer to Europe. And so with the party doing the opposite, that just shows how little the Georgia Dream Party is representing it. The other issue is these elections that take place aren't fair at all. I mean, there's different ways in which they're not fair. I mean, some of them, some people have accused the Georgia Dream Party of just engaging in blatant fraud, of like just stuffing ballots and so forth. But they buy votes, they intimidate the opposition, they imprison the opposition, they spy on the opposition. And then some of the more notable things that have happened, which have been due to Russian influence, is the adoption of the foreign agent law. Russia has been a pioneer of these foreign agent laws, where NGOs that are foreign have to declare themselves a foreign agent, and then they have to follow all kinds of bureaucratic hoops and fines, which makes it almost impossible for civil society and NGOs to operate. And then, of course, there are huge fines on protesters as well. There have been changes to the laws that affect free speech. So there's been a lot that has happened that shows how much Russia influences Georgia and has led to its autocratization.
What is the response to this been from the Georgian people? Have there been protests?
So Georgia has had a history of protests, even right after independence as well. They have a very vibrant and active civil society. And Georgians have always taken to the streets when they are frustrated, when they have had enough with corruption and authoritarianism. And so they constantly, particularly in Tbilisi, in the capital, they constantly are protesting and participating in demonstrations. It doesn't matter if it's rain or shine. It doesn't matter if they're facing, you know, rubber bullets from the Georgian police. They're really brave and active. The issue is that the Georgia Dream Party, the regime, has become increasingly repressive, making it more difficult to protest without taking on huge risks.
Has the invasion of Ukraine impacted this relationship between Georgia and Russia in recent years?
So definitely. The Georgian public is completely supportive of Ukraine. And so when I visited Georgia a few years back, you would see there was all kinds of graffiti everywhere, very pro-Ukraine, very anti-Russian. There was a sign on a door and into a bookstore that said, and I saw a few of these signs, that you can't enter if you are Russian unless you denounced Russia's unlawful invasion of Ukraine. Since the war, and there was this huge mobilization effort where Putin wanted to mobilize 300,000 Russian men, there was just an influx of Russians coming into Georgia, which affected the housing market. It really caused the housing market to skyrocket. The nature of investment has changed as well. So you see that large Russian enterprises had to exit the market in Georgia, but you saw a huge rise in these smaller and medium-sized enterprises. It's hard to assess how much, but Russian oligarchic influence is probably really high in Georgia. And the other thing is that Georgia moved closer to Russia in terms of its foreign policy, though it didn't side with Russia officially. It didn't really condemn it either.
Should the European Union and other countries be paying attention to what's happening, or have they already?
So it's my understanding from interviewing many different Georgians who work at NGOs and so forth that they really rely on support both from the European Union and the US. And when that support is at its strongest, that has made it more difficult for the Georgia Dream Party to rapidly pursue autocratization. It slows things down at the very least. And I think that it is important to pay attention to what's happened in Georgia, because Russia has sort of a blueprint here. I mean, they control 20% of their territory, and they have been trying to control more, just slowly a little bit more, going beyond what they had acquired in the past. And the way that they control Georgia is not just military, through military pressure. There's economic leverage. I mean, Georgia is very dependent on Russian oil and Russian liquefied gas. It's not dependent on Russian gas because it gets it from Azerbaijan, but some of these resources, this resource dependence that Russia has on countries, gives it tremendous economic leverage, gives it a lot of energy dependence. And there's also just the role of Russian intelligence and propaganda networks inside Georgia, which are extensive. I mean, Russia has invested in so much propaganda, disinformation, political influence, and intelligence penetration in Georgia. And they've already done this in Europe and parts of Europe where they feel that they need to do so. So they're able to undermine democracy by stoking polarization or by aligning with more radical right-wing parties or right-wing parties, populist parties in Europe. They did this as well with the Georgia Dream Party, which they completely have infiltrated. And they try to convey Russian ideas, pro-Russian narratives, or advance anti-Western narratives, or at the very least create confusion. And so this all, it's all a lot of fear-based messaging, maybe portraying Western engagement as a direct threat to Georgia's sovereignty. And they have other types of narratives that they promote within Western Europe and Eastern Europe as well.
You mentioned the role the United States plays in supporting Georgia. So I just want to finish by asking, does Trump's huge pullback on foreign policy make Georgia more vulnerable to Russian influence?
Oh, absolutely. And the U.S. itself is vulnerable to Russian influence because Trump, I know at the moment he's been critical of Putin, but Trump seems to be very easily manipulated by Putin. And the people that I interviewed working in NGOs in Georgia said it's very clear that U.S. support was instrumental in maintaining civil society, supporting NGOs, and helping promote democratic governance. When that support was wiped out, either because the administration stopped doing so, or because either because of like sort of a strategic reason, sorry, or because of a neglect, it really impacted small countries like Georgia that are really dependent on Western support to maintain their democracies and to keep democratic values alive. So the U.S.'s retreat from supporting democracy globally, bottom-up type of democracy, so I'm not talking about top-down measures, but when the U.S. has retreated from supporting bottom-up style democracy, it has a massive impact on countries like Georgia and beyond.
That was Natasha Lindstedt from the University of Essex on the backslide of democracy in Georgia, particularly due to Russian influence and the public response.
International Desk on 95 BFM.